Continuing our understanding of setting the stage for using KPI, what we need to list out for us is agreeing on the appropriate metrics to measure something as KPI. Focus on need to know rather than nice to know. Set up all the measuring, monitoring and tracking system in advance to support the initiative. So while you embark on initiative, parallelly work on knowing how this will be measured, how this will be monitored, and how this will be tracked through a system-based report generation, etc. So that should be in place. Integrate the KPIs with company-wide CRM or ERP system. KPI is a performance metrics. CRM and ERP, that is the company's another parallel system, that is a customer relationship management or enterprise-wide resource planning system, etc. If you can really integrate this, what may come out is a good way of measuring your quality through KPI based system, establishing a formal process for the ongoing collection of a key performance data, having set the KPI, say like average mean time of repair. Now if that is decided as a say KPI criteria, that means organization must have a way to collect input about what time the mechanic moved in, what time the mechanic left from the house. So, and that also has to be certified by the consumer, etc., etc. So if that is the case, they have to have that in the form. Therefore, the data is collected. They have to tell their mechanic, if these two things remain non-field, your performance gets affected. We will put zero there, or we will not consider that in the rating, etc. So you will have very few customers who have given answer. So you may lend into a problem. So when you educate him, he will drive ke, sir, main dekho 10 baje aaya tha to maine 10 likha hai, sir, main dekho 11 baje nikal raha hu to maine 11 likha hai, kindly certify this, okay. So he will then get proactive. He knows ke he is monitored on those two counts. So company will have to find, after the KPI determination, what is the data that is needed, and then see that this data is sourced, though it has to be present in certain form or the other. That is what it is. Like when this DHL guy is moving with the POS, so all that data is a real-time data. His POS is continuously running. He has a time watch in that. So when I sign a signature, he cannot change that time band. I have signed the signature at 14:21. That means the goods was delivered at 14:21. There is no way he can say, ye gadi aadha ghanta aage chal raha tha, ya to main to gaya tha 2 baje, mere ko 20 minute bithaya. Because that is not, they have been trained not to sit. So if you tell any courier guy, DHL वगैरह करके देखो, he will start creating noise. Or he will say, भाई मैं आता हूँ, the smart guys who will go to 10 other places and come, so that your 20 minute is passed, because they are, that's how they are trained. But generally it's like first check-in, he wants to cover your transaction. So the moment the operator or this thing not there, he will very anxiously start meeting people, कि भाई ये parcel आया, इसके ले लो please, जल्दी, he wants a signature, wants to run. So organization has a system in place, कि भाई how to monitor is this KPI, these are the data that is required, and that data is obtained in this manner. So that is what is, and it is a certifying, it is a correct manner, so that overall when they calculate this is the right approach. Sharing review and continuous improvement methods being worked out and followed. After that, having decided how this data is going to get collected and all, you will get into actually collecting it. Whatever periodicity that is decided, at that periodicity, you will compile that data, you will share with concerned. From there, you will move to meet people to know what are the reasons and all. So, there will be a review meet, etc. From there, it may happen again and again that certain nodes, there is a problem, certain process is a problem which is very emerging, very clear. So, then you get into the continuous improvement or say how you can improve, etc. So, all those aspects will start after you start compiling and distributing the KPI results. So now we come to a stage where you will get a perspective of how KFC is a full-fledged organization which uses quality measurement, performance measurement as way of their progress and assuring customer a guaranteed quality. So I'll quickly give you this. Of course, the thing is represented in detail in your book, but I thought I will, certain things I will try and explain. Quality control begins from the supply of all the raw materials. So what you see at KFC is merely a final end where you get that chicken, you know, in that desired manner, vis-a-vis, or you get frosties or you get various other chillers and smoothies and all. So that is apart. Their quality control begins from the supplier end. That is, who supplies them chicken, who supplies them that ice cream or sudis and, you know, those kind of a thing. So it starts from there. They've invested right from the point of origin. They conduct an annual supplier audit, namely STAR audit, which is a YUM property program, which is similar to ISO. YUM is an organization which is into the food and restaurant evaluation and all those kind of a thing. They have a program called STAR audit, which is a very elaborate audit of any food joints, etc. They use their service to do the STAR audit on their supplier. So it's an independent this thing who do that. So KFC is an independent report. The STAR audit comprises two versions, the food safety and the quality system audits. So it has a two angle to that, food safety and quality. So at, food safety deals with the way food has been handled, whether it is safe, and quality system audit is the way the entire functions happen. Main attributes of the KFC restaurants program or program for excellence in quality is known as CHEMS. CHEMS stands for, each alphabets are defined, C for cleanliness, H for hospitality, A for accuracy, M for maintenance, P for product quality, and S for speed of service. They have a field service team of quality assurance personnel known as CHEMS to conduct regular evaluation in every KFC restaurant throughout the country. They have a plan, they have a method in place, and they go and do this CHEMS program. A CHEMS program mainly focuses on the quality system audit, while YUM program and all mostly cover the food safety and, you know, this thing, etc. also, besides the quality system audit. Under the CHEMS, there is a mystery customer program, so known as a CHEMS check, which evaluates customer experience. So beyond food and the ambience and, you know, those things, there is a customer experience audit. Now this happens through mystery customer. That means they decoy, the decoy person is sent as a customer. He has been pre-briefed as to what he is supposed to expect. He's exactly knowing that in what time the guy is supposed to serve, the guy is supposed to answer is what type of questions, how does he take his goods to the sitting area, prior to that what service can he expect from the organization, then at the service area what all needs to be functioning, the ketchup availability to tissue to whatever this thing, so how to dispose the dish that he used, etc., the cleanliness, the hygiene of the restroom areas, etc. So complete thing has been briefed to him as per what is the standard that is expected. This guy then moves into the assigned KFC counter, and he will then create those kind of interaction based on which he can evaluate. He will argue, he will probably put up an odd question, he will purposely create a pressure to, like, he will get into a aggressive mode, he will get into a placid mode, or he will visit the restrooms and he will purposely drop the ketchup, this thing, and he will request for a service, and he will see whether in how much time somebody serviced or not, or he just continued as it is till he got up, etc. He will purposely create a demand, mujhe additional tissue lake do ya to mujhe ketchup. He will get into measuring various aspects, post which when he comes out, then he will file his report about his experience at that particular restaurant. So, so McDonald's or KFC at Bandra Leamington Road, or it is at Bangalore, you know, Brigade Road, whatever. Such kind of mystery shoppers are deployed, and data is collected. They have a hazard analysis and critical control point, HACCP. It's a management system for the assurance of a food safety on one hand, physical, biological and chemical. So that hazard program of the food safety covers physical, biological and chemical aspects of the food that is being served at KFC, right from its origin at the agri farm or origin of the manufacturing till it reaches to the respective KFC destination and gets consumed. So various such this thing gets covered under that. Sanitation procedure to ensure strict compliance. There are restrooms and, you know, other sanitation, how their area is kept clean and, you know, virus free, etc. Each staff has to undergo the food handler course conducted internally. Staff is trained on how to handle food and what to do, what not to do. So you will often find them always wearing the, you know, hand packs and then serving you, etc. Or specific way they handle the oily things, etc. So all those things have been taught to them. No bare hands are allowed to touch any of the finished foods at KFC. They need to wash hands at least once every hour, use disposable gloves and sanitized scoops or tongs. And so that is what is the standard. Every hour, each employee is supposed to wash their hands to disposable gloves availability to various other disposables that is being used, how they are sanitized and all. So those are the program by which they ensure that their quality standard remain of a particular level where customer can come and experience the same delight. So that is what is a image, that is what is the expectation that customer has, and when that is matched, he remains happy about it. And therefore, he will keep going to KFC, whether it is Bandra or he goes to Bangalore. So he will prefer to go to KFC outlet and eat because he knows that KFC has a universal standard, and therefore he is assured of getting a good quality food. So that's what ultimately drives customer to the KFC counter. So that's where we come to understand how this quality aspect, if weaved in, can bring you the benefit. Friends, we have so far understood what is quality measurement, cost of quality measurement, then we came down to the performance metrics, especially the KPI, key performance indicators. Naturally, how do you do this comes as a next obvious query. Is there a way that this thing can be achieved? That's a query naturally followed after what we have studied. So that's where the statistical tools which come into picture. Statistical tools are applied in the service industry to measure the performance and derive the course of action based on the outcome. So we'll touch base on this. This is also a kind of a elaborate subject in itself, though it is touched overall. The bird's eye view is given naturally with obvious reasons that you need to know the basics, then the actually monitoring it kind of a thing. So we'll get on to this. Companies can gain a distinct competitive advantage on the market by consequent and consistent application of statistical tool. Ultimately, you are chartering the course of quality management or a quality service delivery with one single view, that you want to create a distinction in the market, you have to create a competitive edge in the market, that which company can leverage to get more revenue, more market share and more margin for itself. Now to do this, company needs to therefore resort to what you call continuous, consequent and consistent application of tools that will help them know where they stand, that is help them measure their KPI, so what they charted for, what they have achieved, etc. So that's where the statistical tools come into picture. It helps them to measure their quality performance. So we'll understand this as we move forward. The focus lies solely on statistical tools and improvement of technical or objective service quality. Statistical tools will derive what is happening, whether that is in conformity with the statistical norms or whether that is in conformity with your industry standards or your set objectives, set standards, etc., performance metrics. And if not, it will tell you whether your operational part needs to be corrected or whether it is, you know, any other aspects that needs to be looked upon. And once that comes in, the customer needs to be physically present when receiving a service, because production and the delivery process are interdependent and thus inseparable. Today, for many services that is emerging, what is happening is the person, that customer, needs to be physically present to receive your services. Now, in such scenario, it is essential to bring out the subjectivity of quality measurement with the objectivity, and that's where again the statistical tool become a way to get an objective assessment and remove the subjectivity or subjectivity out, whether you go for your hairstyle, whether you go to a Kaya skin clinic for your skin treatment, or whether you go to any other, say, five-star hotel and banquet hall service, this thing, you have to be present there to feel their service level. And in such scenarios, then during the measurement, the subjectivity need to go out and objectivity need to come in, and all this thing is achieved using an appropriate statistical tool. So we are trying to still understand application of statistical tools in service industry. How do you do this through a statistical tool? How the improvements can come in? IT revolution has made it possible to remove variability and offer heterogeneous support. Because of IT, the real-time availability of heterogeneous support has become possible. So, for example, like Flipkart, whether a person in Kanpur or Timbuktu places an order and tracks it versus the Flipkart Sobo, Central Mumbai customers, or you know, North Mumbai customer tracks it, all will have same service delivery. They will get instant real-time update on their goods being ordered, etc. Not only that, Kaya Skin Clinic, whether it is in Mumbai or Delhi or this thing, person being present, their overall data that is being stored, and then the result which is say like you know, presented, etc., and the nature of treatment and all. So all this thing, the way it is handled, that the way the service is handled will be uniform, and IT when tracks it, makes it again various services heterogeneous, and you know, it allows subjectivity going out and brings the objectivity in your assessment. Many service providers are of the view that more the service feature, better the quality. However, it defies one particular aspect. We will cover this more in detail, so I am not really touching here, which is managing the complexity in service. Many service providers just feels that, you know, I must give various options, I must give various features, and that means, you know, my quality is good. They tend to statistically defy what is they feel is more the better, because more you spread yourself, more chances are that you create statistical errors, you create error of meeting the expectations, and when that is measured statistically, it will emerge out why you are not meeting as per the industry standards and all. In a service industry, one has to be extremely careful that the feature is a cost to the company, and inclusion of feature will only add to the cost, thereby not giving a competition advantage to the service provider. Very, very, very important. Statistical quality improvement, one need to really know that whatever complexity, whatever that you bring in as an additional feature, it's a cost to the company. Cost to the company naturally gets added into the cost of the product. Cost of the product are always compared with competition. So competition management, when it happens, cost of the product will be compared, whether you order on Flipkart will be compared with Snapdeal, will be compared with other online provider, and therefore if your any addition of service this thing is adding a cost which service they may not be providing, but customer will not see this. Customer will just compare your price, and that price comparison then may probably boot you out. So what is also critical is every service complexity that you add is adds to cost, and therefore the cost also needs to be measured, and that's where again the statistical quality measurement criteria and the tools will come to your help. So continue to understand service quality improvement related aspects. It is important to provide the customer with the feature which he is looking for. There is always a scope for delighting the customer with delighters which can surprise him and give him a service satisfaction which he did not anticipate. What we are trying to say is yes, all those things that we do to improve our final customer delivery, there is always a fine line between what needs to delight and what needs to exceed the delight matters, yeah, because everything that you add as a service this thing will add to the cost. Therefore one need to really draw a line where something that you need to do which will just delight him, something that you do which will exceed his level of delight, etc. When you do that, the cost will probably go a little higher, but everybody will not feel that exceeding delight experience. So that again your tendency to remain on an average, which will add cost to your service delivery, and that needs to be really evaluated. Okay, by doing this at a marginal cost, suppose if it exceeds the delight level, maybe it is worth it, but doing this at a cost which average people will get delight, most will not, so the cost burden will come on the product available to even the other consumers, then you need to question such things. Statistical tools, if applied, are understand behavior of the consumer pattern. There is scope for increasing the service quality. This is where the statistical tools come into picture, like it will help you to know that you increase this cost to derive this as an additional or delight satisfaction, etc. And then you manage the result, correlate it with the changes that you made, etc. So here correlation and here that association or factoring and those kind of statistical tool will bring it out. Okay, what actually mattered vis-a-vis what you thought is mattering. Then you associate the cost to that and then you work out your best foot forward, which is somewhere you might be unwarrantedly investing. So remove those investment. Somewhere you are probably under investing in terms of service delivery. So kind of bring more budget there, and somewhere which you need to really throttle yourself in terms of giving a service budget, etc. So you increase your budget in those areas. So that's how overall statistical tool will help you to derive your right past data into corrective picture. Corrective picture, when you pursue as a forward path, it will help you to take a right course of action as you move forward. This is not possible with any of the financial approaches to measurement and control, nor any other attribute laid criteria, that one of the performance measurement stage that we understood. Statistical tool, through their power of correlation, regression and various other permutation, combination, etc., can unearth what probably your naked eyes cannot see, what probably the general analysis cannot bring it out. And that revelation will help you to really refine and define your budgeting allocation in the right direction. And it will also probably give you a strategic edge. It will also help you to find what is a competitive differentiation that you can create. Basic statistical toolbox, when you say, is like the basics that you can probably do is start with include the 7 tools of popularized by Koro Ishikawa, as they say, which is check sheets, Pareto charts, cause and effect diagrams, histograms, stratifications, scatter plots, graphs. These are some of the tools. They are basic in nature, but it helps you to determine various associations between two or multiple attributes, and it tells you what is mattering, what is not mattering, what is statistically relevant, what is statistically not relevant. Accordingly, it gives you the idea what you are doing is making a difference or not making a difference to you, and accordingly you can take your future course of action. The goal of every service business must be to understand, to control and to improve. That is to reduce the differences, and in process, in order to reduce the variation in goods and services and guarantee consistent level of their delivery. Guarantee consistent level of their delivery is very critical. Delivery of a quality service, variation cannot be reduced if not measured. So what it is trying to tell you in the basic statistical tool box, when you apply, again it goes back to that, by what you can't measure, you can't monitor. So that will not help you to improvise. So even application of basic statistical tool will give you, will throw at you certain picture, certain findings, that when you capture it and you pursue your improvement aspect on that, it will really lead to a benefit to the organizations overall. And as a result, what you need to really do is pursue the statistical quality measurement, probably using the basic tool set. There is an extended and advanced tool sets also available. And try and see how you can gain out of it, how you can benefit out of it. Basic essence here is, as they say, the basic statistical tool may not require or probably does not necessarily require a sound knowledge of statistics. That is what we are ultimately trying to tell you. That is what most of the context to reference books that you really look into managing a performance using basic statistical tool also tells you. There is an example to that which has been therefore thrown. This is part of the book only. I'll try and probably explain it to you. One is the last city's public transport maintenance workshop and bank loans approval downtime. These two examples, though it slightly got spread, nevertheless, I will try and probably explain them to you. Here, let's take the second one first, bank loan approval downtime, where typically you and me are aware. I very clearly have faced this particular change where I have applied in my phase of life at a different time interval about the loan application, where in initial days it used to be at least 45 to 60 days before your loan, loan application and all gets verified, completed and then verified. So completed itself may, it used to be time, you know, each level will ask additional document, additional supportings and what not, and when that happens then the verification, and then at that verification stage there are some compliance or compliances to be met and all, etc. Vis-a-vis today, you see most bank advertise loan within 2 hours. So the change, how this change has come in? Yes, over a period they have monitored through various statistical tools, okay, what takes the biggest time. So when they understood this, they realized that how this time can be curtailed. So what first thing that they came out is non-compliance of requisite documents, you know. Now this non-compliance of requisite document was coming out, say, probably because customer is not aware. It is made so subjective, customer is not aware what he is supposed to submit along with the application. So therefore, most bank has to just do a simple task of preparing a exhaustive checklist of what documents are required with the application, attach it to the application and then request compliances. When customer comes, the clerk was trained to see that all these compliances are met. If met, then only take the application, otherwise don't take the application. That itself started curtailing the time down. Further improvements, further study of the process entire from day one to the last day of approval would have given them certain insight which is internal. Application which is received at the branch level takes 7 days to come to the department level. So how this 7 days can be curtailed? So that query, this thing has to come in. So when they study that, they find out ways and means to curtail this 7 days. When that 7 days this thing got curtailed, they again probably could find out these are the one or two reasons that leads to the delay. Now, when they really started curtailing all this, the banks realized, like, if you really work like this, it is possible to get a successful submission of an application within 2 hours. And if that happens, we can give the approval promptly. It's a basic approval. You know, they tell you that, yes, you are eligible for loan of 30 lakhs that you have applied for. They will actually not disburse. After that, they do take some time to really see your credentials and all. But your application being complete to our satisfaction, you are eligible for the loan of so and so. That letter gets issued. Yeah. So that is one example where through various statistical simple tools like that we have earlier studied, they would have Pareto chart or they would have studied, you know, how the various time legs are coming, what steps takes what time. They would have been able to find out which area needs to be attacked and curtailed. The other example is last city's public transport maintenance workshop. Here, a city has a large base. They say, for example, you take Mumbai. Mumbai BST is a public transport body, and this body caters to length and breadth of the, you know, Mumbai as a this thing. Somewhere there is a very peak hour load traffic, somewhere there is a normal traffic, somewhere there is a time bend wise, traffic, etc. You run same nature of buses, you run you know, different makes of buses, Ashok Leyland or Tata, or you make another you know, this thing, you then fabricate them through different fabricators and all. Now when a company realize that they want to understand as to what can be improved upon them, you know, how they can improve themselves, how they can improve the cost of you know, delivery, and that's the time when they really analyze. They realize all this variation of the make, variation of body fabricators, same size of buses plying in non-peak hour routes and non-peak hour time to various things, because there are different makes and different this thing, parts to maintain them are also different make and different you know, this thing. As a result, they need to minimum maintain the part level and all. All this thing was making the entire operation complex, cumbersome, and non-cost effective. Not only non-cost effective, in terms of their capability to ensure a quality delivery also was going down. So when they realized what is causing this, they got into action mode where large fleet orders are placed through only a common, this thing. So at least for that large fleet, there is a common this thing, you know, they know that there is the same part, same this thing, etc. They have segmented the area differently, so they even de-standardized the same size. So they have started ordering smaller bus for non-peak areas and those kind of things. So accordingly, they were able to curtail their variations, complexity down. As a result, they were able to attend to the maintenance and all those things very well.